and looking at the ceiling. Words can't express the way that I was feeling. Then I thought to myself, the sure way to get her is to write another note. Oh yes, a love letter. When I finished the note, it was ready to pass. The teacher took it and read it right in front of the class. She read it word by word and line by line, and everybody who was laughing was a friend of mine. My girl was laughing, it was too late. No need to write another note, cause there would be no date. The teacher looked at me and I said, I know. It's off to the principal's office I go. Yo, you think this is bad? Wait till I get my report card.
You're hanging with us on The Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston, or globally at WMFO.org.
That beat from across the street, and Beat Street is a lesson too, because you can't let the streets beat you. Well, a picture can express a thousand words to describe all the beauty of life you give. And if the world was yours to do over, I know you'd paint a better place to live, where the colors would swirl and the boys and girls can grow in peace and harmony, and where murals stand on walls so grand as far as the eye are able to see. Till I saw your face, that there'll never be one to take your place. Cause each and every time you touch a spray paint can, Michelangelo's soul controls your hands. Then serenades of blue and red, and the beauty of the rainbow fills your head. Crescendo colors playing tune. Man, why oh why you'd have to die so soon? Say it, 1, 2, 3, 4. And just let me know what you came here for, and just clap your hands, everybody, and let me know that I'm not alone. And if you knew my man when he was alive, screaming out to say, Ramon! Ramon! I'm talking about ashes to ashes and dust to dust, where the good die young is all thy must. Cause that life must live, death must die, and the tears shall fall from the living eye. Tell me who's gonna dream the impossible dream of the beautiful cities and the islands' dreams, when your works of art brought into being all that the ghetto stopped you from seeing. Still life urban, masterpiece. Your chain mop was written on chains and walls. A $1 million gift only God released. And yet you got killed for nothing at all. So after this, there'll be no more hard times, no more bad times, and no more pain. No more chump chains, none of that bull. Just movies, museums, and the Hall of Fame. So all you hip-hops, get on up, and let's take it to the top where we belong. Cause the age of the Beat Street wave is here. Everybody, let's sing along. In the sand, and the headlines say, man destroys man. Extra, extra, read all the bad news on the wall of peace that everybody will lose. The rise and fall, the last great empire, the sound of the whole world caught on fire. The ruthless struggle, the desperate gamble, the game that left the whole world in shambles. The cheats, the lies, the alibis, and the foolish attempt to conquer the skies. Lost in space, and what is it worth? The president just forgot about Earth. Spending multi-billions and maybe even trillions. The cost of weapons ran in the zillions. There's gold in the street and there's diamond under feet. And the children in Africa don't even eat. Flies on the faces, they're living like mice. And the houses even make the ghetto look nice. The water tastes funny, it's forever too sunny. And they work all night and don't make no money. A fight for power, a nuclear shower. A people shout out in the darkest hour. The sights unseen and voices unheard. And finally the bomb gets the last word. Christian killed Buddha and German killed Jews, and everybody's bodies are used and abused. Ha! Minds are poisoned and souls are polluted. Superiority complex is deep-rooted. Leeches and license and people got prices. Egomaniacs control the self-righteous. Nothing is sacred and nothing is pure. So the revelation of death is our cure. Hiroshima, a Vietnam, Leningrad, Iwo Jima, Okinawa, Korea, the Philippines. Devastation, death, catch a killer machine. The people's in terror, the leaders made an error, and now they can't even look in the mirror. Cause we gotta suffer while things get rougher, and that's the reason why we got to get tougher. To learn from the past and work for the future, and don't be a slave to no computer. Cause the children of man inherits the land, and the future of the world is in your hands. So just throw your hands in the air.
You get it on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. It is the Lounge Saturdays. You're listening to Danny. You got Evan Myers in studio. It feels good to be back.
Feels great to be back, Danny, doesn't it? It's been a long, long summer without us on the air, huh?
A very long summer. I think people are probably like, oh, thank goodness if they hear those annoying voices.
And speaking of getting long, what is all this fuzz on your face?
It's winter fur.
Winter fur.
It's winter fur. This is, and I go once a week. By the way, I have to give a shout out to Blind Pig Barber in right in Portland. So if you're ever in the Portland area, you follow me on Instagram, Danny Art Air. I'll hook you up and give you a tour of the station. But yeah, I go once a week there, and they do a trim, and they give you a drink. So, I mean, what other place? It's like a gentleman's bar. I mean, they cut women as well. I mean, it's like they serve everyone there. But it's a great place. It's a cool atmosphere just to go in there and just chill and relax. And I'm growing the beard out. So don't judge. Don't judge. Don't judge, Evian.
Right, I won't.
Evian.
I won't judge, Danny. Social media is going nuts, though. You can check us out on the Lounge Facebook page. You can give us a shout at 855-915-9636. Don't forget to check out Podomatic, though. That's where all the shows are archived and you can listen anytime. But more shout outs. Ricky Poe. Jen Mello, Barbara Ann Clickstein again, how you doing? Carol Finnegan, Ken Tilton, Kenny Tens, what a great poker player he is in his own right. Scott Smith, you know who Scott Smith is, Danny? Scott Smith is mine and Cliff's friend, who is Pat the Patriot, and he's gonna.
Scott is the man. I'll tell you something. He's also a DJ, by the way.
I know, and really? I can't wait. Scott promised us he's gonna come in here because he's not only Pat the Patriot, he's also a part-time Wally the Green Monster, and he's coming in here with his both rings.
All right, so some quick trivia.
Do it.
Scott is actually a trivia question answer. He is one of the only people to receive a World Series ring and a Super Bowl ring in the same year.
He is. I can't wait. He's going to bring them in here. And you know what was even cooler? He listens to the Lounge podcast on his way to the games to pump himself up to the game. So not only are we worldwide, we are here in Gillette Stadium during game time.
Yeah, Scott's a great guy.
That is so cool. Mike Patterson all the way out in Bakersfield, California. How you doing? Karen G, Priscilla Amaral, Tom Stone, Adam DeRoche, Danny Angelopoulos. How you doing? And Karina, what's up? Darlene Russo, how you doing? And Christopher Sevick. What is going on?
Also,
Danny?
I want to give a shout out. I don't know if I mentioned to these people, but this is the second hour of the Lounge Radio Show with Danny and Evan, Frankie and Bergamo, Toya. Oh, by the way, my Z Anna, it turns 90 today. Sorry, in Italian, you say tanti auguri a te, tanti auguri a te. That means happy birthday in Italian. So she turns 90. So she's my profile picture on my Facebook page.
And this is your aunt?
My aunt, my Z Anna.
Happy birthday, auntie.
Happy birthday, auntie. By the way, so I was getting my car. I want to say hello to Tyler Cabral. He's in North Smithfield, Rhode Island. And he was one of the people that took me to get my car and dropped me off at home. And he is listening to the show here tonight. So shout out to him listening. So 855-915-9636. And I say, Evan, shall we maybe spin the wheel?
No.
You don't want to spin the wheel?
No, I don't want to spin the wheel. We were waiting for Mark Rosenthal to give us a buzz.
You know, I'm obviously waiting.
Right?
I'm vamping it up here. I'm trying to see if meteorologist Mark Rosenthal is calling in. You know, he's having so much fun where he actually DJs. And so we're waiting for meteorologist Mark Rosenthal to call in. But anyways, my back is better. Your area is not doing... Have you gone to the bathroom?
You're going to get me to go there. I'm not going there.
Where is this going?
So, Danny.
All right. No. Where is this going? This is going right into weather. Because we have meteorologist Mark Rosenthal finally with us. Hold on. Here we go.
Pounding weather.
Plummeting temperatures.
Nasty weather.
All right, so that was the best vamp in radio history ever, because Mark Rosenthal is with us. Mark, I was vamping for about 3 minutes. Epic fail. How are you?
I was doing my nails, and I just dropped
my Mark does his nails. Danny gets his nose hairs waxed. What else is going on in the lounge? Mark, how you doing, buddy? It's been a while.
Guys, long time no hair. What's up?
We are back. Danny has been rebuilt. We have the technology, and we repaired him. So we're excited to be back here.
Really?
On the lounge.
Danny's back. The bionic Danny, huh?
The bionic Danny. $6 million Danny.
The $6 million Danny. Hey, you guys psyched for the Patriots game tomorrow night against Baltimore? What do you think?
Cannot wait to go 9-0 this week. And I know my
you
buddy...
You think we're going to beat Baltimore?
I think so. Hey, Al, what do you think? Mark, I got my buddy Al here in the studio with us, and he's a big sports guy as well.
Oh, absolutely. Baltimore doesn't stand a chance.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Yeah. Good. How are you doing?
Excellent.
So, Danny...
What'd you guys do for Halloween?
Nothing.
It was raining up in Maine. No. People lost
raining.
Power.
It's always raining at
I know, exactly. Oh, you know you? From being up there. I was Scooby-Doo for Halloween, actually. Scooby?
Really?
Zoinks! And Gumby.
Those pictures.
What's the gig on Katy Perry being Hillary Clinton? They're getting busted for that. Did you hear about that?
Dude, pray tell. What's going on with that?
I guess something happened where Katy Perry donned a Hillary Clinton costume, had a makeup artist make her look just like Hillary Clinton. And her fiance was made up to look like Bill Clinton. I mean, it was a pretty good thing. You could probably Google or YouTube it. You'll see
no.
it. I think somebody's putting a lawsuit on her.
Really?
Somebody's trying to sue her for $150,000.
Are they trying to lock her up? Oh, come on!
Oh, no. Don't you hate that? Yeah, it's crazy stuff. I mean, Katy Perry is a wild chick.
Speaking of wild, speaking of things that are going on, we've had a lot of crazy weather padding. What's going on for the weather padding long term? Winter starting early or late?
What, I see. Yeah, well, it's cold is coming early. There's a lot of cold air building up in Canada, and it's going to come in here through the entire month of November. I think it's going to be below normal, and certainly I think Maine is going to snow over the next 1 to 2 weeks. You're going to see a first snowfall up there. But locally in Boston overnight, it's cold. Skies are clear and temperatures will be falling back in the low and mid-30s. Maybe some upper 20s in the suburbs. And tomorrow, nice day. Beautiful. Don't forget, by the way, tomorrow afternoon, the sun's going down 4:38. Ouch. Sunshine, blue sky tomorrow, 45 to 50. Monday looks good. Lots of sun, low 50s. Clouding up on Tuesday. Maybe some showers coming in, low and mid-50s. And I think by late next week, even in Boston, it's going to get really cold and windy.
Don't we put the clocks back an hour tonight?
Yeah, we're turning the clocks back an hour.
So that's an extra hour of drinking.
Hour, but the sun, man, the sun's going to sleep tomorrow afternoon at 4:38. You know,
stop.
It already looks like by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's already to call it quits.
I don't like that time of the year at all, Mark, so...
It's very seasonal
depression kicks right in.
You know, this is the time of year I have to break out my blow-up doll. I'll tell you.
All right, so speaking of blow-up dolls, Mark, where are you going to be at tonight? You and Joanna hanging out?
Yeah, we're at Ray's New Garden Restaurant in Needham for some karaoke fun. Ray's New Garden, of course, you can come on down. You've seen you guys were there once. You should come back again. It's always fun. We have a good crowd, and that's where it's happening, man.
Awesome. We're going to get Danny in there to do a little Barry Manilow or something one of these days.
Yeah, baby.
No, you should. And I just want to throw in this. Of course, and for more weather information, check out my website, weatherblast.com.
That is awesome. That is our buddy, Mark Rosenthal, weatherblast.com. Thank you, as always, for checking in. We always appreciate it. And Dan,
I appreciate you having me, and welcome back, guys. We all missed you.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks,
take care.
Mark.
All right, Danny, got a big show still ahead of us. We got Cliff West and the West End Mix coming up. We're going to talk about Project Cafe Solimar. Al and Liz are going to hang out with us for a little while longer. And
Can I spin the wheel now?
Now you can spin the wheel, buddy.
You've been wanting to do this.
Roulette.
Oh, nice.
Spinning, landing, and playing your favorite throwbacks.
That's a sexy voice. Who is that?
Who is that, Danny? Who is that? Speaking of sexy voice, oh, look at this. May 20th, 2017. Girls, Beastie Boys. The Freaks come out at night. Danny. Houdini.
I'm not a freak.
And Time to Get Ill. I love the Beastie Boys. Danny, let's kick it off, though. It's the Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO Boston.
I like the way that
Mike D to my dismay.
Your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwbacks.
Friends come out at night. Friends come out at night. Friends come out at night. Friends come out at night.
Discos don't open till after dark, and it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just one reason to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night.
Freaks come out.
The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night.
Freaks come out.
The friends come out at night.
Now when freaks get dressed to go out at night, they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts, real tight pants and fresh mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their hair, and you could just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life and might not know their freak unless you see him at night, cause
the friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night.
Freaks come out.
The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night.
Freaks come out.
The friends come out at night.
Now the party's jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I can buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on rice. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut, and nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. So if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night, cause
freaks come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night.
Freaks come out.
The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night.
Freaks come out.
The friends come out at night.
Hut one. Hut two. Hut.
Everybody, you're a freak, so much to get down. You're a freak, so much to get down. sister.
Lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
That's right. Never trust anything with fur. Right? I love Alec Baldwin.
Fur is dead, right, Danny? You're going to love Alec Baldwin. We're having a great show. Can I have a music bed, please?
Hold on. The hat is going backwards. Every time I have a hat on with a microphone, it hits.
Visualize this, this is Danny. It's like a duck bill hitting that microphone every single time. Danny, the Lounge Roulette is going awesome, though. What a hot set that was. Beastie Boys, Girls, Freaks Come Out at Night by Houdini, and Time to Get Ill by the Beastie Boys. I liked having two Beastie Boys songs in that one as well. And, you know, we have our great friend Al Arcan still in here from Shark Bait Poker. I'm so glad you've stuck around, Al. And,
absolutely.
So glad you guys have come. So we had a couple questions come out online earlier that people wanted to know. And some people were really curious. They play home games. They play some cash games with their friends, but they haven't really hit the casinos yet. And what is some of the things that they should look out for when they're going to step into the casino for a first time and play like one, two, or even a small $60 or $100 tournament?
So just be relaxed, be comfortable, walk in there. It's a little overwhelming when you first get into a casino when you're used to just house games or friend games and things like that. But as soon as you sit down, everybody's kind of feeling the same way, and you know, just don't let the nerves get to you. Stay comfortable. I'd say as far as looking for things, look for the people that with the big stacks and stay away from those guys.
Oh, definitely. And and Mike down in Providence, Rhode Island, wanted to know, what is your favorite casino? Where of all the casinos you've been, where is your favorite?
My favorite casino?
Yeah.
Most profitable, I'd say, is my favorite. It was probably the Rio in Vegas. Not the nicest casino, a little outdated, but it was. There was a lot of good poker there. I'd say one of the best casinos is Aria in Vegas. The Wynn is actually beautiful.
Aria is one of my favorites. You know what I like? How it curves around, and if you're sitting in the poker room, that one table that goes right into the V, mm-hmm. if you're hanging out there on a Friday night or a Saturday night, mm-hmm. if you start playing, let's say you start playing at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, all of a sudden you see all the good-looking people leaving the leaving the casino, going out to the clubs, and you see all the good-looking people walking back into the casino, going to the two clubs that are over at Aria, which mm-hmm. are pretty hot clubs. And then, you know, about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, you see the people leaving the first club. You know who's going to a second club, you know who's going back to a room, and you know who's done for the night. And then by 4 o'clock in the morning, you see all those same people walking back into the casino, and some of them are walking like this. And so you know what their night is.
And we're hoping they sit down at the table,
and we are
right?
hoping the they fish, sit down the at fish, the table, right?
Yeah.
Love when they have a little too much to drink.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's something I've never done. I never drink at all
on
the table.
Yeah.
And I just think it totally throws me off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there are
does.
Other things you can do on the poker poker table as well.
Oh.
Hey, another question from down in Providence, though. Some of them down there have only played Twin River, and they're 1-2 players. Mm-hmm. And they don't play with big stacks, $100, $200, maybe $300 buy-in. Mm-hmm. They're wondering what's it like to go to Encore. They're hearing all about it, and should they be going to Encore if they're not playing with a lot of money? They're afraid because there are so many high rollers there that they just don't want to go. But we don't want to scare people away from these other casinos as well.
Yeah, it's 1-3 there compared to 1-2 down Twin. It's the same stack size. People, max buy-in's $300. I think the minimum buy-in is $60. So I would definitely get down there and check it out. And November's a great time because they're running a promotion every 20 minutes. They're giving away $1,000 Monday through Friday for a high hand. And the day before Thanksgiving, they're actually doing $2,000. Every 20 minutes.
Every 20 minutes. That's crazy. Danny, can I have a little more microphone, please? Thank you. And, yeah, that is totally nuts. They're giving away $6,000 an hour
mm-hmm.
for people just to come in there and just hope that your hand hits. Mm-hmm. And, hey, I know you're doing some traveling soon. You're headed down to
AC.
AC? Yeah, yes, what's going on down there?
So we got the Fall Poker Open right at the kickoff. I'm playing the fourth flight. It's going to be my first time flying down there, first time flying alone. We're going to fly into Philly and take the hour drive. I rented the cheapest car I could. You know, keep those things.
Keep those expenses down. You don't want to pay
exactly.
The
extra.
No,
yeah.
I hear you totally. Yeah. Hey, so I was online the other day, and Daniel Negreanu came out with a story. I'm sure you heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest, I hate rebuys mm-hmm. in a tournament. And he says he's never going to rebuy into a tournament again.
Yeah.
And what's your take on what he says? And what do you think about rebuys versus freeze-out tournaments and that side of poker?
I'm not a big on rebuying. I like to play my style of poker right from the start. I'm not going to be aggressive and throw away an extra buy-in or extra money. And the Negreanu, yeah, he's lying out of his teeth. He will definitely be rebuying. You know, I was watching him in Europe recently where he's rebuying upwards of 9, 10, 11 times into different tournaments. And this is all with other people's money because
right.
they're investing in him now and had no markup. But, man, he's chasing the PYO Player of the Year with all these re-entries while wasting everyone's money. I don't know if people are taking note of that.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure the players that are looking out for him are. That's mm-hmm. that's. And so you've been hanging out. You've been hanging out with us all night, and we really appreciate it. And tell us where we can find Sharkbait Poker, or where do you want everybody to look?
Yeah, we're on our biggest platform is Facebook right now, Sharkbait Poker. We are also on Instagram. It's Shark Poker on Twitter. And yeah, that's it for right
and
now.
And I think Danny had a question for you a little while
ago. Go ahead,
ago.
Danny. What do you got?
So Danny is not a poker player at
no,
all.
No, I'm not a poker person, but I actually wanted to know. So on the group on there, so this poker fish. So what does the term fish mean? I mean, I know you're not going to say, like, go fish.
Yeah.
You have any aces, go fish. But what exactly does the term fish mean?
Can I name names or
yes.
is that
yeah, totally.
Okay?
You can.
My man, no, I can't do that. I got love for everybody. No, the term fish to shock, this is where it all started. The fish is just a bad player, a recreational player that is new to the game. I'm trying to support everybody, people that don't take the game seriously, the recreational, the ones that want to learn. So that's something that I think started at the beginning, but we're going to slowly phase our way out because
I
don't want to put anybody down. As I said, I want to lift people up with the site. And, you know, the people that are still trying to learn, I want them to be able to come to our site and learn.
And I like that because you have a lot of people talking about different scenarios on your on the Facebook page
mm-hmm.
and the group. And people are giving their opinions on how to handle different situations,
mm-hmm.
whether these people that are asking the questions are a rookie or a seasoned vet. And
mm-hmm.
That's one of the great things, like you mentioned earlier, that trying to keep this a positive community and helping everybody. So you guys definitely want to check out Sharkbait Poker. And it is a group close group, so you have to ask to be invited, but we'll check you out, and I'm sure I will let you in. If
yeah,
that's
as long as you're a real person, you get right in. We got a lot of fake people trying to join. I don't know where they come from, but yeah.
Wow.
Those damn bots out there.
Yeah, those bots.
Those
you know?
Bots.
I'm fading them on the poker table. I'm fading them in the group. Yeah.
All right. So before we let you run and before we say goodbye, you know, we're gonna let you spin the wheel in just a second because we're doing
awesome
the lounge roulette. Liz, gotta thank you for hanging out with us tonight and allowing Al to do his thing. And,
yeah,
and
thanks for having us.
And being supporting him in the poker community, because I really believe what he's doing is the right attitude, the right thing in trying to promote poker rather than just being a total tool out there. And
right.
We deal with lots of those guys.
Yes.
So I want to thank you as well for coming in and hanging out with us.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
So, Al, you going to hit that? You going to spin the wheel for us?
Yeah, let's spin it.
All right, let's spin it. One
I
last time.
Gamble.
A little bit.
Spinning, landing, and playing your favorite throwbacks.
Where's Al going to take us to right now? Al, I think I... Wait. Click. February 9th, 2019, one from this year. I can't wait. This is a hot set. A little double Dutch bus, Frankie Smith, Pass the Dutchie, Musical Youth, JJ Fad, Supersonic, Belbiv, DeVoe, Do Me. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to play that one. You guys can hang out for a little while. You guys can listen to the show. As you, I know you're probably going to head over to Encore. But
yeah, we're going to go have some dinner. No gambling, just
excellent.
Dinner.
But I got to thank you, man, for hanging out.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
And so glad. You guys are welcome anytime.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Great, I want to hear. I want to follow and hear everything that's going on with Shark Bay Poker. All right, guys. It's The Lounge. Thanks again, Alan, Liz, for hanging out. Danny, February 9th, 2019. What a hot song.
People got on the bus back then, and they before then as well.
They did, and it's The Lounge Saturdays. That's Danny.
The double Dutch bus is on the street. You better get off the cut. Move your feet. Bus fare, transpass. That's the way my money lasts. Ain't got no car to get around. When I go to work, I gotta go downtown. Now I miss my train. That's a common shame. When I'm running late, no sleep's to blame. If you got a wife, you know I'm right. You got a special man. Well, I can understand. Uptown, downtown. Everybody's getting down. Say uptown. Say downtown. Well, I miss my bus. I gotta do something I know I hate. I'm gonna walk to work. $15 I already got a hole. If I go ahead and laugh, that's okay. Cause what I really wanna say, I got bad feet, my coins hurt. Let's top it off, I'm late for work. Let me tell you what I say when I'm dealing with a fucking sidewalk. And let me show you how I walk when I gotta do my fucking walk. And let me tell you what I say when I'm dealing with a fucking sidewalk. I say, shh, shucka.
Double Dutch bus.
Russian. Rules the nation with Russian. Music amps to the food of love. Songs to really make you rub and scrub. Sang for them with a middle name, my middle name, bang. Bang, middle name, middle name, middle name, middle name, middle name, middle name, bang. I said,
pass the Dutchie on the left hand side. Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and fun.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump and
fun. Because a cool and lonely, breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
You could feel it. It was the month of
how does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk.
How does it feel when you got no food?
As I passed up the dreadlocks camp, I heard them say,
how does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side.
I say,
pass the Dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and from.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me look in.
You
how does it feel when you got no food?
There was a ring of jets and the session was there in swing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
You could feel the chill as I seen and heard them say.
How does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side. Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and fun.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump.
Commercial free.
Commercial free.
Your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwbacks.
We're JJ Fat and we're here to rock. Rhymes like ours could never be stopped. See, it's three of us and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stoppers, and our names are deaf. See, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now here's a little something about nosy people.
It's not real hard, it's plain and simple.
Baby D.
Rhymes are creating, and everybody knows that JJ Faz devastating. We know you like us, girl, so you better get sterile, cause we are the home chicks that are rocking your world. Supersonic, supersonic,
supersonic is a word when people stop to listen, especially bigger people, they pay close attention. You might not believe it, you might not even buy it, but when it comes out, ladies, you might even try it.
Supersonic, supersonic. Now all you supersonic people try to bite our rhymes. You may think that you are deaf, but you're way behind. So you better listen good to what we have to say, cause when it comes to JJ Fad, you can't get no play. Supersonic, supersonic.
fat is just too clean. Now, baby, don't you know that our rhymes are so bionic? Don't listen too hard, don't be supersonic. 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 You see, the S is for super, and the U is for unique. The P is for perfection, and you know that we are freaks. The E is for exotic, and the R is for raps. So tell those nosy people just to stay the hell back. Supersonic.
Them big everlasting ears.
Supersonic.
They can hear what I say faster than I can say.
Supersonic.
They better chill.
Rock, rock.
It's like, it's
she's
like.
Supersonic.
You ran out of words.
Hit it, baby D.
I'm light skinned, damn, said I know what any is headed. That's right, cause they don't fake. I take your man and you made them arms wrapping arms. Can't everybody say I'm happy. If you try to hang with me, you should find it too.
I'm always rocking, never stopping, devastating, rapper lady. When I'm on a microphone, it's either all these imitated figures is a difference. Everybody say I'm different. There's no other angel lover. Everybody know I'm covered clientele.
There's a girl, everybody know I'm jail. To the beast, so you can tell. Everybody know you fail.
I'm a lama, 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 do my lama, see my lama, 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 do my lama, 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 see my lama, 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 do my lama, 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 see my lama, 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 see my lama, do my lama, lama. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's it.
At me, tell me, do you like what you see? Do you think you can? Do you think you can do me? Kiss me, pretty baby, touch me all over. Girl, what makes you think you can deal with me? And leave on your shoes. Would you mind if I looked at you for a moment before I make sweet love?
Backstage, underage, adolescent, how you doing? Fine, she replied. High side, I like to do the wild thing. Action took place. Hey, kind of wet.
Come on,
don't forget the J, the M, the M, the Y, yo. I need a body bag.
Was 6 o'clock on the swatch watch. No time to chill, got a date. Can't be late, hey. The girl is gonna do me. Move to the jacuzzi.
Ooh,
that boot. Smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh no.
Yeah. Oh baby, I like it just like that. I love the way you do it to me, baby. A little bit closer.
That's the way I like to do it.
you all night.
Kiss your forehead to sleep and make you sweat.
Yeah. You do me in the morning.
We don't turn up the heat all the way.
You can do 95, baby.
Just watch your body shine.
You're in the lounge, and it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford, and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
That's right, it's the Lounge Saturdays. Danny, Cliff, how cool was it to have Al Arcand and Liz Arcand in here from Shark Big Poker?
Oh my God, they were fantastic. I learned a lot about poker already.
Oh, I can't wait to have him back. I'm probably going to go see him afterwards over at Encore myself. I don't know.
I've been dying to go see that place. Maybe I'll tag along.
Maybe you can tag along. Hey, social media is going nuts. Daryl Federcheck checked in. Samantha DeSeus, how you doing? Bobby Quinton.
How you doing?
Chris Sevick and Bobby Licari and Josh Sudo. How you guys doing? Thanks for hanging out with us. You can still check in 855-915-9636. And the lounge roulette is going nuts. How much fun was that? That was another hot set. Oh, I love having...
doing me? It's always fun when somebody...
Is doing you? All right, baby. Do you, baby. JJ Bad Supersonic Musical Youth, Pats the Dutchie. Danny, what are you passing over there?
Passing gas.
Yeah,
right now.
I saw that. And Frankie Smith, double Dutch bus. But the man himself, the one and only DJ Cliff West, our friend who provides us the most amazing remixes every show, is in the studio live.
Thanks, guys. Listen, I love being here with you and Danny Evan. You guys do such a great job. I love the whole freestyle thing. And look, tonight, right? We have roulette, shark bait, poker was in the house tonight. They did a great job as well. This is a blast.
You never know what to expect. And speaking of what to expect, Cliff, you have so many projects going on. You and Tony are so busy. You, Tony, and Karen are so busy. Everybody, you're busy with everybody right now. And I want to know what's going on with you so I can clearly understand what's going on.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of things going on. In fact, I am so busy. I don't have a day off. I'm doing the 7 days, seven nights of, in the studio thing, and parties, functions, events. I was just with that event again this week. But Tony and I are working on several projects as well, and we came up with our new thing, Cafe Sol Imar. We had a release, Everybody Needs Love, which is actually, there's a little story behind that as well.
So Cafe Sol Imar is the collaborative that you and Tony are working on, independent of what you guys have going separately. But you came together, you and the amazing Berkeley professor, Tony Carboni himself.
Yeah.
So tell us how Cafe Sol Imar came about.
Yeah, so we got a message from Quark Records, Curtis. He was looking for a particular style of music. He was looking for something like a club chill type of song. And Tony and I had a song, Everybody Needs Love. We actually didn't put any words to it yet. And Tony gave me a call. He says, let's send this out to Quark Records and see what happens. And Curtis loved it. And it's a smash hit all around the world. It's incredible, the play of this song. Radio support, club support, in every country that you can think of. But not only that, exclusive hotels, resorts. It's really, really an incredible song. And really, I got to tip the cat to Tony, because he's a musical genius. I say that to him all the time, you know, and he's fantastic.
Awesome. Danny, did you have any...
Well, if people want to actually reach out, so it's the Chill and Thrill Tour. How do they reach out? And the email and call you? You're booking... If you go to Italy, by the way, I'm just saying,
yeah.
If you go to Italy, you're taking me there.
Yeah, so...
I speak Italian, so I can be like a nice little personal translator there.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, you can go to Italy, okay? No problem. And Evan actually came up with a great idea to hit Montreal and Toronto as well. Yeah, so the song's doing great. We released another song, Sunset Dreams, and you actually got a peek of the album, so if you guys want to choose a song later, you can. But it's doing fantastic. We're all set for touring. Tony and I put together a great show. It's all our original music. We can drop in some other favorites as well, and we can perform live. So that's another... a facet of what we're doing. And then all of a sudden we came up with this Chill and Thrill Tour, and we've getting a lot of support with different countries. For example, we've gotten some preliminary invites to Sweden, Germany, France, Portugal,
nice.
Greece, and Italy. So we're planning on doing some shows in those countries, as well as doing several shows across the USA. And then the thrill part of the tour would actually be me DJing some original music as well. So we're lining things up. Very excited about it. I always say to Tony when I come up with some ideas and things and put some music together, need a little magic touch, a little TC in some of the tunes. Tony's great at doing that. And that's kind of it, as well as trying to fit in everything else.
Oh, awesome. And speaking of trying to fit it in, we're going to play the West End mix in just a little while.
Yeah.
But we have a few minutes now. And Danny, I say we fit in Everybody Needs Love.
Oh, man, that'd be fantastic.
And see what all the hoopla all over the world is. I can't wait. I know I've heard it. I love the song. So, Danny, it's Everybody Needs Love, Cafe yeah. Solimar.
That's right. It's a Club Chill tune. It's a great song. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
All right. It's Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. Wow, that was a hot, hot, hot bed. Thanks, Danny. It's the Lounge Saturdays, 91.